And welcome back here to Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside Amy Kobabe. And it's time now for our Valley Viewpoint interview for today. And today we're joined by Representative Carl Albrecht running for re-election. And Representative, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you on. And of course, running for re-election this fall. And you've had two years so far in office, correct?
2 years at the end of the year.
All right. So in the course of these last 2 years, just kind of give our listeners a little idea of what you've been able to accomplish and the things that you're proud of over the course of this time.
Well, my signature piece of legislation was House Bill 390, which was the rural jobs bill. $1.5 million for 5 years for folks up north to hire folks in rural Utah to work online for them. It's a companion bill of HB 327 run by Representative Noel. His bill provides training. My bill provides incentives to companies on the Wasatch Front or elsewhere to incentivize them to hire folks locally. It pays them either $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000 incentive after the employee's been employed for 12 months, and it's so therefore it's post performance. And it's not any job. It's 125% of the average county wage. So that was my signature legislation. I did help get the funding for Snow College, the $5 million funding this past year. Helped the grazers and the livestock and the sportsmen out by getting them $500,000 a year for 5 years for the grazing improvement program. And also $100,000 for the coyote removal program. I was appointed co-chair of the Natural Resources Standing Committee last year by the speaker, which is kind of unheard of for a freshman, but I've enjoyed that position. I sponsored a couple of resolutions. One was to move the federal land management offices to Utah, and Secretary Zinke's working on that right now. And the other one was to exempt Utah from the Antiquities Act. So I felt pretty good about those. Got some funding for Richfield City's Vista Center and also for the biking trails for the biking folks here in Sevier County.
Okay, so a pretty productive 2 years, first 2 years. And I want to get your thoughts on what, if you're reelected, what do the next 2 years hold for you?
Well, thanks, Amy, for that question. I hope to continue to help rural Utah. I've got some folks that want me to help with the funding of the airport runway over there between Slina and Gunnison. That's in need of repair. It would help with economic development. It would also help with safety on landing an airplane there during a storm for the Gunnison Hospital. So I'm working on some funding for that along with Representative Owens from San Pete because half the runway's in San Pete County and half's in Sevier County. I would like to amend my HB 390 so that the cap on incentives is not limited to $25,000, but I want to increase it to $200,000 because we had a company that wanted to hire 30 people to work online, which would have been, if it's a $6,000 incentive, $180,000, and we could have hired them right up front. So I want to make some amendments to HB 390, and I've got two or three other bills that I'm looking at that would help rural Utah.
Okay.
I do want to get your thoughts on House Bill 390. As you mentioned that there's one company that wanted to hire 30 people. What kind of success have you seen so far from that bill?
So far, the folks in rural Utah that work for Job Service and work for the County Economic Development Director folks, they're seeing some growth. It's just starting to...
Right, it's in its infancy.
Yeah, just starting to grow, and the training's being rolled out. There are a few jobs that have been created, and they're taking advantage of that. And so if you're interested in doing that from your home, I'd say get a hold of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, your local county economic development director, or Job Service, and they can give you more information.
Uh-huh. And I wonder, you mentioned an amendment to that. What would that amendment look like, and why do you think that that needs to change as you've been looking at that bill?
Just so that if a company wants to hire more than, say, right now it would only be four positions at $6,000, so there's a cap of $25,000. And I don't know why that got by a lot of eyes, but it did. But I'd like to raise that to $200,000. So if somebody wanted to hire 30 people, they could. Okay. And there was one that wanted to do that.
All right, very good. So House Bill 390, again, as you mentioned, your signature piece of legislation. I'm going to go back a little bit, and for our listeners that may not know a lot about you, kind of give them a little bit of your background.
Okay, I grew up in Wayne County, a little town called Bicknell, 365 people. My folks were business folks, built the Sunglow Motel, built the Aquarius Motel. My dad was a timberman. He worked in the uranium boom. My mother was the postmaster. I went away to school, come back to Richfield, met a gal from Delta that was teaching at the high school in 1976, and the rest is history. I've been here for 44 years.
All right, very good. So there's more about Representative Albrecht, as he is once again running for re-election this fall. And so, of course, as you take a look at what's coming up for you now, you mentioned those amendments. Anything else that you want to accomplish in the next 2 years, or is that kind of the bulk of what you want to see done?
No, anytime I can help rural Utah, whether it be with natural resources from the Natural Resource Committee. I sit on both Natural Resource Committees, the Standing Committee, which I'm vice chair, and the Appropriations Committee, which actually approves the funding. And then I'm on Public Utilities and Technology. So I'm a strong proponent and always have been of coal and our power plants, and have kind of become the go-to guy on public utilities up there. So, you know, anything I can do to help rural Utah, I'm going to do it.
Okay. You mentioned that you've had several people come to you from rural areas or areas within your where you represent. And is that something that you encourage people to come to you when they have needs?
Yes, definitely. In fact, Senator Hinkins and myself got some money approved for the University of Utah to study coal to carbon fiber, which is down the road a ways, but carbon fiber is actually stronger than steel and aluminum and could be used in airplanes and automobiles to make them more efficient as far as lightweight but strong. Anything that would help the future of coal, shipping that coal to California or Mexico to be shipped to the Pacific Rim countries, I'm a proponent of. And in the meantime, you know, I feel real strongly about the power plants in Emery County and our coal mine at SEFCO. You know, it's nice to have solar and wind power, but until we get a battery that's utility size scale that operates and functions properly, we better have some backup to the grid, and that's going to come from oil and gas and coal.
Right. There has been some discussion recently here in Utah about expanding some of those coal mines, or at least getting some of those the coal with maybe an expanded train station or something like that up north and things like that. Have you been involved in that conversation and talking about that along with the plans possibly for a hub in Salt Lake City? I know we've had that on our show talking about some of those things. How do you kind of see that unfolding in the next few years? Because you're probably going to be on that committee still. What are your thoughts there?
You're talking about the Inland Port.
The Inland Port, thank you. Yeah,
the Inland Port bill was an important bill. It was passed to be a huge development out by the airport in Salt Lake. Utah truly is the crossroads of the West. We've got the airport there. We've got I-80 and I-15, and we've got the rail that comes right through there. And so Utah could take a lot of those containers and disperse them and get them on their way. Tell me what the number one export is of rural Utah. It's hay. We could ship hay out of that inland port. Coal would be a real possibility. We're also talking about a rail line from the Uinta Basin over into western Colorado that could take some of the oil and gas out of the Uinta Basin. We're talking about shipping coal through the Long Beach port or the Oakland port, or even through Mexico to the Pacific Rim. So there's a lot of possibilities out there to keep coal viable in the future.
And I know that part of the discussion with the inland port that's been maybe a draw away from it has been the emissions and things people worried about being in Salt Lake County with air quality and such. How do you feel about that? Because obviously coal, like you say, can still be a resource, but a lot of people here in Utah are more and more concerned with our air quality.
I'm going up on October 30th to have a tour with some rural and urban legislators on the inland port, and we want to make sure that it doesn't infect the air up there in Salt Lake Valley any more than the problems they have now. The problem they've got is too many people are moving to Utah, and the congestion and the more vehicles on the freeway. You know, Tier 3 fuels out of the refineries in Salt Lake is going to be available in 2020, and so that's like taking two out of every three roads or cars off the freeway. It's going to have a huge impact on cleaning up the air in the Salt Lake Valley. But this group of legislators is going out to the inland port area. We're going to tour it, involve a visit with some of the businesses that are going to be involved there to see what we can do to keep the air clean out there. Do you know that the largest polluter in the Salt Lake Valley is the Salt Lake Airport? People don't realize that, but it is. A lot of jet fuel out there in the air.
Hmm. Interesting. Once again, Representative Carl Albrecht with us this morning, running for re-election this fall. And Representative, kind of give us your quick rundown of why people should vote for you this election.
Well, I've got some good experience. 2 years is just getting your feet wet, and I think I've done some good things for rural Utah, and I'll continue to do that. I'll work hard for rural Utah. That's my campaign motto, working hard for rural Utah. You know, if folks have any concerns or questions, I'd ask them to contact me, you know, on my Facebook page or email me. It's on the state website, or call me. I'm willing to talk and visit. We might not always agree, but I'm there to listen.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, and we wish you luck in the election.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.